Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, in the past, economics has only really talked about the idea of capital being attributed to things like property or money you own. Why do you think that this should extend to the environment?
I think the reality is that while economists see these produced assets as things that we pay money for, in actual fact, our economic system depends on land, trees, forests, water, which just we've taken it for granted. So it's actually a fundamental part of doing business. The way our whole supply chains operate depend on all of these natural resources. We just haven't tended to worry about them so much because they tend to have been in somewhat endless supply, or at least that's the impression we've built up for ourselves.
So how exactly would we go about measuring natural capital value?
I guess two things, I think, goes in two stages. One is to recognise the natural capital in the first instance, so the number of trees, the hectares of forest, the quantities of water and stocks of water, and those types of things. And in actual fact, biophysical scientists, hydrologists, water experts have been measuring the physical environment for decades, hundreds of years, in fact. So it's a question in first part of actually getting those quantitative measures in place within an accounting framework, and that's really one of the first aims of natural capital. The second question then is to try and work out how we might place a value on that in dollar terms, which for many economists and accountants is one way to go. It's a more tricky thing. But there are ways and techniques which have been developed to put prices on certain aspects of our natural capital. It's not to say they are complete or perfect, but they do give you some handle on how you might link it to other forms of assets.
So the current economic systems that we do have, I guess when you think of the environment, they're not exactly the first thing that do spring into mind. How do you think that we can go about integrating the environment into our current economic systems?
I guess from the place that I'm coming from, one is to actually just recognise that it's there, trying to get some actual reports together, some data that's compiled on a regular basis so that it's before decision makers, corporations, boards, governments. So it's not just seen as environmental information, but it's also seen as part of a standard set of economic information, is that you know what your natural resource base is. So that ongoing reporting is a first part of it. What's becoming clear, though, is that while I noted before that the impression was that we had this endless supply, sort of a magic pudding type of situation for the environment, companies themselves and governments are realising that that's not the case. There's increasing scarcity. And so there's a need for understanding the potential exposure to a loss of capital on which businesses are based, particularly in natural resource, forestry, agriculture. So there's sort of a momentum building behind just actually getting this information and bringing it together. And the accounting just provides a framework and a tool set to be able to do that for people who are perhaps not so familiar with it from their, you know, basic economics or finance degrees.
And so just before I do let you go, Carl, I mean, obviously it is a pretty important issue, but how do you see this incorporation of the environment into economic methods happening within Australia?
Well, I think that one of the things that came out in the article that's come out in the last couple of weeks or a couple of months in particular is that it's increasingly recognised. There was a ministers, environment ministers meeting at the end of last year of all the state and Commonwealth environment ministers recognising that some action was needed, that progress needs to be taken forward another level. So I think that's the way forward, in a sense, is recognising that there is a very large base on which to build the work to take this forward. It just requires some degree of action and buy-in to take it up.
Well, Carl, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much for the opportunity.